Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we're going to talk politics, oh boy. Actually, it's not my most schooled best topic, really, to be honest with you, but I do enjoy you guys coming in here to talk about the upcoming midterms and everything else. John Crawford and Dave Burns leading the Douglas County Republican Central Committee. How are you guys?
Doing very good. Thanks for having us, John.
Good to see you, John.
Good to see you, my friend. What do you think? How do you feel about the midterm elections today?
Well, got a lot of feelings about it. Number one, it seems to be coming out on a little bit of a slow roll. Maybe it's the hangover from the primaries, but the candidates are starting to get out there. It's been, it seems like a slow roll. But a big concern that we have right now is hopefully that wave will grow. There's some events coming up we'll talk about. That energy will be coming forward, and hopefully it'll break this wall of apathy that we're feeling and seeing out there. That's critical that folks get out to vote. This is a huge election for Nevada, and the wall of apathy is really something we have to break down.
Well, I think all your events are just the main purpose behind them all is to get the darn butts in the voting booth.
Yeah. I think another big concern is the emergence. It's been coming for a while, but now it's really hit critical speed right now is the whole influence of the Democrat Socialist organizations. They've got 240 chapters across the country. They're in every state. They've got a chapter down in Vegas. They got a chapter up here in Northern Nevada. They've got a large club.
The Socialists in Northern Nevada?
Yes, and you go on their websites. They're bold and bright, and they're out there, and they're aggressive. They've got a well-funded club out there, UNR. Their sphere of influence has really dominated the Democrat Party, and so anybody with a D behind their name in office is really saluting DSA. So we have to take that to heart. The war's on our shores. We have to break down our local apathy in the Republican Party and even the nonpartisans and get them out there to realize what's at stake.
Well, I said, get your butt in the voting booth. How quaint, old man. Okay, boomer. Dave Burns, how are you feeling about the midterms?
Well, we don't have to teach apathy. We don't have to convince people to be that way and act that way and not show up to vote and everything, and they don't count and everything. But the fact is, if everybody stays home, we're going to get what we deserve.
Are you encouraged by these three GOP polls that came out this week that show Governor Lombardo with a sizable lead in the Nevada race, ranging from 6 to 12 points ahead?
Cautiously optimistic. I saw that poll, and like all polls, you got to wonder how it was taken, who took it, and its timing and everything else. So polls are good data points, and hopefully they'll show a trend. You can't really believe them wholeheartedly. You got to keep working the system, working your strategies. But it's promising. That was a piece of good data.
And let me ask you, were the polls taken before the traffic stop?
I believe they were taken after.
Oh, really?
That's
great news that he's still that far ahead. But again, we don't want to get people too comfortable and assume that, oh, they don't need my vote.
Right. Yes, who's being polled? What population are they polling? You know, they can be slanted.
Well, Dave? John, you know, my position on it is polling creates apathy, more of it, because, oh, they're doing good. They don't need me.
Yes.
And that is horrible. If you're going to run as a candidate, I don't care who you are, you know, as far down as I ran for school board, I was on the school board. I ran as if I was 20 points behind. and I didn't even have a polling. You just have to do that. Okay. Don't pay attention to the polling. Go ask Hillary. She knows better than to go by the polling because Trump whooped her.
We were talking in the lobby about this race, and you guys think that Aaron Ford, the big detriment is all this vacation time he's taken. I think the big detriment is what he's done, what he's working, supposedly. I think 99% of the work Aaron Ford has done is just going against Trump. That has zero impact on Nevada, Nevadans' lives. He does the easy stuff. He just tacks his name to New York and California lawsuits against Trump, suing Trump to allow boys and girls sports, stuff like that. How is that serving Nevada?
That's a great question. I don't see how it is.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It doesn't, and it's self-serving.
All right. The congressional race, how do you feel about that?
That's another one that's emerging, and we've got a great event coming up on August 29th at the Sunridge Golf Course. Jim Jordan is going to be accompanying Dave Flippo for an event down there. Jim Jordan's coming to town, and he's going to join Dave Flippo for an event. A lot of dignitaries will be there at the Sunridge Golf Course at 2:30 on the 29th.
Can people get tickets, or is it?
They can RSVP. The flyers will be coming out soon.
Oh,
it'll be advertised and announced soon. This is, you're getting the hot off the press warning here. It's coming. And then after that event, they're going to come up here to Reno to the Automobile Museum here in Reno.
And can people subscribe to your emails with news like this so that they don't miss out? Or do they have to keep checking your website?
They have to keep checking our website.
Okay, which is DCRCC.
DouglasNVGOP.org.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
DouglasNVGOP.org.
And we have, as far as I'm concerned, we have the best website in the country.
Oh, good for you.
We had a young gal. She took it right on by
herself. Those young gals.
Did the whole thing by herself. She's brilliant. And actually, she was in the primaries. But she designed this thing, and it's just astounding, isn't it, John?
Yep.
Yes,
it is. And another thing we're doing on August 13th, next Thursday, okay, is our monthly meeting at the Elks Club down in Gardnerville. And we've got three great speakers sharing the stage, a little panel, if you will, Dave Flippo, Jim Marchant, who hadn't done any primary campaigning up here, running for Secretary of State. So Jim Marchant will be there, and Drew Johnson running for treasurer. And it's a great opportunity to hear from them, and we're going to have a substantial open Q&A period for them. So great opportunity to meet and dig into these guys and understand them and really know what the agendas are for these guys.
And with that, John, piggyback that, there's two things that I want the people out there listening, the conservatives, to do,
mm-hmm,
is listen. Ask questions, learn about what they believe, and listen for lies. If you're, and I don't care, Democrat, Republican, I don't care what it is. I'm not saying we've got the liar. Listen, because for me, I was raised that if they're lying,
mm-hmm,
then walk away. Don't, and it doesn't matter. But they have to be held accountable.
Any lies specifically you're referring to? It sounds like you had a belly full of lies here.
Well, if you want to like a lot of that, then you go to the Democrat convention.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking. But it's true. But you know, the thing is, politicians, if they, I just wish I was raised away this way. My dad used to say when we would get caught in a lie when we were a kid, mm-hmm, he was old school, born 1914. He said, I don't like it when you lie to me. But he says, that's not what really makes me mad. What makes me mad is you think I'm dumb enough to believe it. And that's what I'm looking
at. Yeah,
politicians,
right.
Doesn't matter. Don't think you're going to lie to them and think they're that stupid. We, our conservatives, are smart people.
Right.
They're going to follow what's going on. They're going to pay attention. I hope so.
Yes.
Because I do. And that's how we know getting good people in there. And I think we got great people.
And those are the smart people who can spot the lies in the media, too. You have endorsements.
Yes.
I want to hear your endorsements.
Well, we came out after the primaries, and our central committee did endorse basically the full slate of the Republican candidates.
What?
On the Douglas County ballot.
Amazing. I'm shocked.
As a pool of candidates, these folks do represent Republican values. They are our best hope for getting common sense legislation passed going forward, as opposed to, you know, legislation promoting men and women's sports and so on and so forth, and it's to avoid the Democratic socialist agenda. So we did endorse them. We did endorse a no on question six, the abortion bill.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into that.
We did
question six and question seven after the break. But what about now? You endorse the full Republican slate. Which candidates especially have really impressed you with how much they are attached to your core values, the conservative values? Who are you the most high about?
Well, all of them. Yeah. I mean, they're all. I mean, I go back to what Dan Bongino says. The Republicans may not be the best solution to all your problems, okay, but the Democrats really do are the ones that create all your problems. So we do have a fabulous slate. I'm not going to pick one over the other.
Well,
starting with our governor.
Okay, they're all
starting with
good.
Our governor.
They're all good.
It's
but
critical that we reelect our governor, because you don't want to
right.
be saying Governor Aaron Ford, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Governor
Aaron Ford. I'm bold enough to say something.
What? Say it. Say it.
Matthews. I just, the guy is, to me.
What's he running for?
Andy
Controller.
Matthews. Controller. He's been in there. And if you talk to him.
Yeah.
You can, it's sincerity, it's truth.
Oh,
it's,
that's good to know.
He's just a straight shooter. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I want him back in.
Sure.
Not saying taking anything away from any other candidate,
mm-hmm.
but to me, he has proven, and Joe's proven to do a good job too.
Yeah. That's what I look for people who have had personal contact with these candidates. That sells me when you tell me stories like that. We got to take a break right now. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more segment with the guys from Douglas County Republican Central Committee next, shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:18.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, Douglas County Republican Central Committee. It is John Crawford and Dave Burns for another segment or two. You got me fired up here. Congressman Mark Amaday, what is his deal? He has not spoken with David Flippo. He has no plan to do so. He said on TV, what did he say here? What's there to talk about? There's nothing for us to talk about. What the heck? This is unheard of in Nevada politics. An esteemed, long-serving Republican congressman stepping down and refusing to talk with the Republican who is running or wanting to win that seat. What's the deal here?
Well, this goes back to a very rock'em sock'em primary.
But he's making snide comments about him.
Yeah,
I mean, he hates this guy.
And yeah, there's, unfortunately, we had a really contentious primary, a lot of accusations flown back and forth, a lot of
well, he was a settle buyer guy,
correct?
Yeah.
And that's all good and well, and, you know, you like
right.
that participation,
but you got to accept the results.
That's the nature of the
primary.
Beast. And at some point you do have to accept the results, and yeah. and if you don't accept the results and work in a best collaborative sense going forward, then the results only get worse.
Sure. I have a view.
What?
Simple. It wasn't about him.
Okay. All right.
And if I could just step back a second, sure. I want to point out one more thing about the midterms and the post-primaries and the candidates. When you ask about which candidates might be the best, That's like picking your favorite child.
I didn't say pick the best. I asked which one are you most excited about?
Lombardo is the leader. We have to get our governor elected, and things fall from there. Mm-hmm. One person that does really rise to the top for me right now is our Senator Robin Titus, Dr. Robin Titus.
Oh, yeah.
She is leading the charge to help us flip three very opportune seats down in Clark County in the Senate districts 8, 9, and 12. She's been leading this charge since January, February 2005. And we're working with Clark County through Robin Titus and Douglas County, getting resources down there to help flip those three seats. If we achieve that flipping of those three seats, there's a high potential that we'll have a majority in the Senate going forward, and that will change. That's a game changer for Carson City.
So these are the most flippable seats, the Senate districts 8, 9, and 12. And God bless Dr. Titus. What a workhorse.
You know, yes. I've had my personal contacts with Robin and stuff.
Me too.
Here's what I appreciate about Robin, and I hope she's listening. If I always wanted the truth and I wanted the facts and I wanted what was going on, Robin told me.
My wife, the Democrat, loves Dr. Robin Titus. You know, doctors, they're just, they
but
stick
Robin's
together.
Robin's factual, and she's not trying to find out the angle of giving you the answer you want to hear. She's just going to tell you the truth. And I appreciate that.
All right. Question six, the right to abortion initiative. A yes vote supports providing the state constitutional right to an abortion. A no vote opposes that. This amendment needs to be approved twice. Voters approved it in 2024. The vote was 64-36%. If it passes in November, it's in the Nevada Constitution as an amendment. Guys?
Well, let's be clear about what's really being discussed here. We are not arguing. We could, but we're not. Nobody's arguing whether or not abortion should be legal or whether
it already is
the moral grounds of abortion. Nobody's having that argument right now. Abortion is legal in the state of Nevada up to, I think it's 6 months, mm-hmm. and with the health of care under a physician, and there's some controls around it for the health and safety of the mother and things like that.
So why should we care about this question?
What's being proposed about question six is to take it to 9 months. It's free for all. It's 9 months, and it doesn't require a physician. Parents are out of the circle. Your minor child can go get an abortion without your knowledge. Your minor child could be given the abortion pill without your knowledge. And so it just completely opens up and takes all safety mechanisms out of the system, and the parental control is dissolved, so it's completely wide open, and that is what we disagree with.
Absolutely,
it's going to that.
It's horrifying,
illogical extreme.
Well, there's one major part on the end of that too. Although, I'm anti-abortion completely because heartbeat is life, but who's paying for it? Mm. Why?
Who is? Who really?
Why am I paying?
Wants a looser abortion structure here?
Well, why am I paying for something I totally disagree with?
I don't know who would be so wanting this loosening up 9 months, whatever, to actually financially support this. I mean, why? Okay, question seven, the Require Voter Identification Initiative, a yes vote amends the Constitution requiring Nevadans to present photo ID to vote in person or use the last four digits of the driver's license or Social Security to vote by mail. No vote is no photo ID or further verifying their identification. Voters approved it the first time, 73-27% in 2024. If this passes again, yay, we get photo ID. I think this is a slam dunk. What do you guys think?
I believe it is a slam dunk. It's common sense. Part of that common sense legislation that we've talked about. It preserves the integrity of our American system, of our voting rights. And the only alternative is to enable cheating. That's why you want to lax those requirements. There are some recent polling indicators that show the Democrats are making headway within the Democrat Party to reduce the popularity in the Democrat Party. It's still a majority, but it has come down a little bit because they try to link it to Trump derangement syndrome and the SAVE Act, and it's not really associated with those. We're not at 73% anymore, which is why we have to break that apathy wall. We're from 73 down to like 68%, 66%, but we're still in good position to get that onto the Constitution in Nevada.
Why would it drop from 73%?
Because the favorability amongst the Democrats has been reduced.
Huh. Dave?
It's common sense.
I know.
Common sense, I guess. Common sense.
It is ridiculous.
You have to have it to get a driver's license.
Right. Well, the whole thing is on and on. While they say the very poor, the minorities, it's difficult for them, that is an insult to the poor and the minority.
Well, you think we're too dumb to get a photo ID? I mean,
it's an insult to my intelligence.
It's an insult to them. Okay, well, I got a break for Fox News and local news. Now, up next, we're going to have a short segment, guys, but we're going to talk about the DSA threat, socialists in Nevada, in northern Nevada, and also the upcoming event with David Flippo and your Heritage Barbecue. That's up after Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:30.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Wow, I'm really impressed you guys got House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan to come here. It's coming up soon, August 29th, for your upcoming event with Dave Flippo. Where is it going to be?
Sunridge Golf Course in Carson City, South Carson City.
Who's the MC, I wonder?
Jerry Evans.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Be there.
Who is he? No, I'm kidding. No, Jerry's a great guy.
Yes,
I'm
he
very
is.
Good friends with him.
Well, awesome. Jerry is MC, Dave Flippo, and Jim Jordan together on August 29th. And where are the tickets?
And this is really a combination of kind of hosted by Douglas and Carson City and Lyon County and Washoe. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a good size event. We're expecting.
Has Jim Jordan ever been?
Not to my knowledge.
To this area.
Not to my knowledge.
That's big. I just saw him on TV yesterday.
His personality, he belongs here, but, you know.
Yeah.
And again, they'll follow that event with a similar event here in Reno at the Automobile Museum.
Okay. Details, folks, and how to go to the website.
Yes. And it's not there yet, but it will be in a day or two.
Oh, it will. Okay. All right. The website is?
DouglasNVGOP.org.
Right. You're right.
He's getting pretty good at that.
All right, the socialist threat. Now, folks, don't think, oh, this is what happened here, Michigan. Don't think this is just a Michigan thing or a California thing. You're saying it's a threat in Nevada. The DSA is in Nevada. They're organized not just in southern Nevada but northern Nevada. So tell us from your perspective about the DSA socialist threat, John Crawford and Dave Burns. Go ahead.
Well, they're well organized by virtue of their rapidly spreading number of chapters, 240 across all 50 states now. They're well funded largely through George Soros's Open Society organizations, as well as others. And you can see there, you ask Aaron Ford, or you ask any of your Democrat office holders if they support the DSA Communist Manifesto, and they will not deny it. They will not reject it.
That's a good question to ask.
So the DSA is really, maybe not by numbers, but certainly through ideology, they've got an iron grip on the entire Democrat Party. And so I have to assume any Democrat elected official is going to be promulgating that philosophy.
Well, the national representatives of the DSA have been on and open about this. Mandami's staff people talking about how the government should have the right to take land from private people, and there's too many old white people in this country, and that makes them uncomfortable, and it's just insane.
And they will take advantage of the apathy to institute that across the country.
All right, Dave?
You have to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What do they want to do? One is no constitution, gone. The other is we will not have any judicial system. It's gone. We won't have a Supreme Court. We won't have individual court. They're going to let everybody out of prisons.
Yep.
Turn it loose. It's going to be chaos. If you think there's crime now,
no borders.
Well, they think this will be paradise.
It's paradise.
Well,
I mean, it'd be hell is what it'll be.
They just are too young to remember communism. The lessons that we learned in school, and this country, we tried things like that before. It didn't work. It didn't work in other countries, but they're just too, I think they didn't have the same education.
And they don't even get the irony that in the coming Mamdani grocery stores, you need a photo ID to get in.
do you know the history of that this country did try socialism?
Yes.
When they came to this world,
mm-hmm.
they had a form of socialism, and they said, okay, you're a cabinet maker, so you'd make cabinets, and you know, you make furniture, and you're a farmer, you'll be a farmer.
Right.
And they went around, and everybody had their own job, and everybody then divided equally.
Mm-hmm.
Not socialism. Whatever you do, it's everybody's equal. But the problem was, some of them didn't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still got the equal amount. That lasted 1 year, and that was the end of it. And that was back when they discovered America. It was done.
Well, there was a movement in the 30s.
They tried
that. Eugene Debs and all that. All right, current registration stats by party in Nevada.
Yeah, so far among active voters, now this fluctuates back and forth, so we're always looking at this, a horse race back and forth. Granted, the nonpartisans and combined with the independent Americans are a huge voting block in this state, and those are the ones that are going to ultimately carry the day. But
How come they're not organized? How come they don't do a convention?
I don't know. We're trying to do some reach out to them.
They're there for the picking, guys.
Well, they're not there for the picking. They have their own. In Douglas County, they tend to go to the
really
right side of the ledger, but that's not necessarily true statewide. But
we figure about 75%.
We're trying to do some outreach to that community and understand them better, and have that communication, not to convert or argue with, but to understand better exactly so we can answer those questions for ourselves.
I don't think independents, I think they're mainly uninvolved totally in politics, and that's why they're independent voters, because the DMV placed them as a placeholder. As independent, and they're that they won't even bother changing.
But when you get into traditional parties, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, and you watch how they operate. If you're independent, you look at the drama and the conflict and the, you know, like our primaries that were so contentious and argumentative. They don't want any part of that.
No,
they'll vote when they can vote, but they don't want to be associated with that kind of a process, and trying to understand that. But if you ignore politics, politics will not ignore you. So we're trying to understand that. But right now, the Democrats are outnumbering Republican registered active voters by about 1,900. And as it has fluctuated,
gone back and forth. Hasn't
yeah. As of August 1st, reporting out of the Secretary of State.
Purple.
Well, let me tell you. I think independents are independents, because they look at they want to look at the people, and not the party. They don't want to look at the people through the eyes of the party. They want to look at the people, And so
I hope they're that smart.
Well, I think they are, and you're getting some of them come over. They cannot be identified. They're as conservative more than I am sometimes, but they are independents because of their job position, that type of thing. I understand all that. Douglas County, I'm going to throw some unfixed numbers that gives a pretty good idea. We have approximately 23,000 registered Republicans in Douglas County. We have approximately 12,000 to 13,000 registered independents and between 6,000 and 7,000 registered Democrats. Now, that could have fluctuated since the last time I looked at them numbers, but it gives you a handle on what goes on in Douglas County. And John and I was talking on the way here. We have to look at once these people are elected, and I don't care what party they're in, but we have to look at the Republican Party. And whoever is elected, we want to start an evaluation of what have you done? How did you vote? Mm-hmm. What have you done? What position you stand on these things? Because campaign is one thing, but the actual work, that's what we want to know. And we're going to hold people to feet fire. Now, do we not trust our candidates? No, that's not what we're talking about. We, in fact, want them to be good candidates and good in their office once they're in there. And then they prove themselves. Guess what? It just makes it a lot easier for us to endorse them and back them when they go for reelection.
Thanks, Dave. Well said. And finally, Heritage Barbecue, October 18th. And this sells out, doesn't it? And when do tickets go on sale?
Tickets will go on sale, we're hoping, this Thursday.
This Thursday?
This Thursday.
On the website.
On the website. And we'll be selling them at the headquarters.
Oh, man, this is huge.
We'll be moving forward. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have that's going to be like 2.5 weeks before Election Day. So we're hoping to have a full cast of our candidates out there to meet and mingle and talk to our constituents. We're going to have some fun. Last night I was out at the National Night Out event down there in Minden, and they had a dunk tank. And my wife and I had the pleasure of dunking the chairman of our Board of Commissioners a couple times.
Crazy people.
So we're hoping to replicate that in our barbecue, right, and have some fun dunking some celebrities, if you want to call them that.
All right. Well, don't look at me. Okay, John Crawford, Dave Burns, leading the Douglas County Republican Central Committee. Look Thursday on the website for tickets to the Heritage Barbecue and get involved and stop this apathy that's out there.
Yeah, come and join us.
All right, guys.
Thank
you so much. I'm John Potter. One more segment to go with you, if you want. Call us 884-9910. Back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:47.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature in Reno stands at 92 degrees presently. I'm just checking the very latest on area fires. We have two. Well, one is still active here, and that is... Well, let me tell you the history here. These both happened 20 minutes apart last night. The first wildland fire is in West Reno, due west of Collin Ranch. It's called the Hunter Fire because it started last night right above the Hunter Lake Trail, which is a wonderful trail to go on. Fire crews were called in a little after 6:30 p.m. They did a fire retardant drop on it soon after. It was last measured a little after midnight at 2.5 acres. No cause of this fire has been announced yet, but I did hear from somebody who saw the lightning strike, and I just got the update. It came 11 minutes ago. The trailhead, the main trailhead, the Michael D. Thompson trailhead for the Hunter Falls Trail, Hunter Lake Trail, I'm sorry, is closed until further notice. And they're also asking you, do not call 911. and just to avoid the area. They have large air tankers this morning working the fire, in addition to the what they did last night with the fire retardant drop. So this is still going on there. It's not really blowing up in size, which is good. We don't have the wind to push it further. And I'm seeing the pictures here of this is tough to get to, too, because this is up on a hill and it's going kind of up in that direction. What else do we have? Okay, air attack. Two single engine air tankers and a helicopter are currently servicing this fire. The last measurement of this fire was about 2.5 acres, but that was done soon after midnight, and they haven't remapped it yet, but I'm sure it's more than 2.5 acres. This brought me back. Does anybody else remember the Hunter Lake fire? It was in that same exact area back in 2014. 700 acres burned on that. I remember it well. Lived nearby. I thought, what's going on? Anyway, second fire in Reno last night. This one burned 70 acres in the Northwest Hills at the end of Robb Drive above and to the northeast of Somerset. Very difficult terrain to fight that fire, but they did, and it's out. Kudos to the crew. Authorities said the cause of this one was shooting, recreational shooting. Also, the Gann fire west of Sonora. Now, that's a big one. There's a ton of fuel on this one. That is the one that's been bringing in the haze into Reno, into northern Nevada, the Truckee Meadows this week. It's still 47% contained, not the progress they want, and still ways to go. Otherwise, the weather. The National Weather Service extreme heat warning is now in effect from now to Monday for Fernley, Fallon, Silver Springs, and Dayton. I think maybe even Virginia City in this zone. A heat advisory is on now for the rest of us. It hit 103 degrees in Reno yesterday. The Weather Service is predicting 101 for today for Reno. Of course, that's the airport measure prediction. For Reno proper, it's 100. The Reno record high for this date is 103, set in 1972. That was a great year. So with 101 expected, we probably won't break today's 1972 record, just like we couldn't top yesterday's record high of 105, set in 1983, and the Tuesday record high of 102, that was set in 1978. We did not ignore the Monday record high of 102, set in 1946. And now, see where I'm going with this here? We also have a record high coming up this coming Monday of 103, set in 1940. And a record high this coming Tuesday of 105, set in 1940. And record highs this coming Wednesday through Saturday, all set between 1920 and 1933. Most of the record highs this week and last are in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 70s. Your friends who scream about global warming, they don't want to hear that. So 101 today. The average Reno high for today is 94. Just hang in there, because the average high will only be in the 80s by the end of August, and September is only 3 weeks and 3 days away. We had another power outage, Washoe County and Douglas County. The Washoe County one started last night, 2,900 customers without power just before 8 p.m. I'm getting worried about these. I know the power demand is huge with all the air conditioners running, but and the Teslas. But if you can't handle the electric demand and the heat, tell us. I mean, we'll turn off some of the lights and stuff. And I'm just suspicious. It reminds me, you know, that when we have severe droughts in town, I'm always surprised. Tumwa says, don't worry, we have enough water for all, when we're in a desert, right? And paranoid me says, asking folks to cut back on power and water might might hurt their bottom line. You know, our bills just might get too small. I'm just supposing. Anyway, I checked this morning, 709 without power in Washoe County, about 1,000. I don't know what's going on in Douglas County. And speaking of money and holding on to it, at 9 o'clock, Craig was billed for shop supplies when he went to get an oil change. Why am I laughing? I've seen this before. The car dealership, when I had a Toyota, was charging me for shop supplies. And what was it? Something else, too. I think there was like a tool charge. Is that believable, Craig?
Yes, considering that's one of the things on this oil change.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't understand. The cost of a barrel of oil has dropped down to $75 a barrel. It was around $40 a barrel before the Iran war. And still, the cost of an oil change, we're talking like $100. Doesn't make any sense. The president's after the gas station companies. You should be looking at the oil companies. I mean, they don't have to spend the money to process it into the gasoline. Why? Okay, enough of me. Thank you. You are wonderful people to put up with me. I'm John Potter. Talk to you again next Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Have a great weekend.